Morning, as you said, I'm Nathan Oberry. I'm an Agriculture Extension Agent in Allouette County in Virginia. Co-authors are Dr. Ames Herbert and Sean Malone. This morning I'm talking to you about the evaluation of bollworm management options in Virginia. And please excuse me if I have to clear my throat several times, I've got a bad cold. A little background as well, we were looking at several different studies on bollworm management. We're looking at insect-resistant varieties that are constantly being introduced to the market. This specifically is Lepidopteran resistance. We also wanted to kind of look at these newer double gene varieties, which include Bolgard 2 and Wide Strike, that are replacing the single gene varieties, like Bolgard 1. We also thought it was important to determine how these varieties will perform in Virginia, and how they should be managed for worms and other insect pests. After that, we kind of wanted to look at what value do these have, these double genes have in terms of the value protection, insect protection. From that, we came up with a couple objectives. We wanted to determine the value of double gene varieties based on insect control options, and also to evaluate the yield performance of these varieties with the insect-resistant traits as they come into the market. Data I'm going to show you is going to be from several different trials that we've done. This particular one is from 2006. We looked at 14 different varieties. One was we had an untreated and treated. The treated consisted of two insecticide sprays, which the first was made at egg threshold, and the second made at 5 to 7 days following that application. The insect applications included Centric and Bathroid. Following those applications, we evaluated the boll damage in both the treated and untreated. The treated essentially had no damage, so the only data I'm showing here is from the untreated. As you can see to the far right is the Roundup Ready, Roundup Flex varieties that do not have any Bolgard or Wide Strike insect resistant gene in them. You can see there it was anywhere from about 50 to about 60% damage, so we had pretty high pressure that year. None of this pressure was stink bug or plant bug damage, and we had a square retention of 91 to 100% somewhere in that area. You can see kind of in the middle was more of the Bolgard 1 gene varieties, and more to the left with less damage was the double gene varieties, Wide Strike and Bolgard 2. When we examined these, we looked at 25 randomly selected bolls to determine the damage, and this was done over a three-week time. It was done weekly over 3 weeks, and we presented here the week with the highest percent of damage. This is looking at the, again, the treated and untreated. The colored part of the bar is the yield from the untreated varieties. And then the gray section of the bar is from the treated section of the trial. That was the amount of yield that increased. The gray section is the amount of yield that increased with that treated part. As you can see, the Bolgard 2 Wide Strike varieties, there was little to no increase due to the amount of lower damage. The Bolgard 1 was significantly different with average of 176 pounds increase. And then the Roundup Ready, Roundup Flex gene, we saw an average of 500 pound increase with this insecticide treatment. When we looked at this, we tried to determine the value of the link gain from that. Basically, we used a value of 55 cent a pound for the link value, and to determine the insecticide and application cost, we determined that it was about $18 in insecticide sprays, plus another 10 to put those applications out. So we had about a $28 value there. So based on that, you see there was really no value of applying the insecticide spray to the double gene varieties. However, the Bolgard and the Roundup Ready varieties was a significantly higher value there. This is 2007, basically the same trial. We had much lower pressure this year, or in 07 for bollworm. As you can see, there was essentially no damage to the Bolgard 2 Wide Strike varieties. very little for Bogard 1, and you see it started to creep up with the Roundup Ready, Roundup Flex. By the way, all of these varieties were chosen based on our OVT trials, and they were the top 14 varieties in that trial. Again, here's the yield increase with the colored part of the bar representing the untreated and the gray part representing the additional yield gained from the treatments. Like I said, basically there was a little bit more of a increase this year, or in the 07 with the Bogard 2 and Wide Strike. A little bit better yield increase with the Bogard 1, and then definitely significant yield increase with the Roundup Ready, Roundup Flex due to the insecticide treatment. Again, here was the value of 55 cents a pound, and also the application cost of $28. You can see here, the Roundup Ready, Roundup Flex did mostly gain a little bit of value there, but with the amount of damage being so low, the bars are kind of spread out here. You can see that Phytogen 370, there was some value to insecticide spray in that, and we've heard from several different producers in our area that they've noticed that Phytogen 370 does have some breakthrough with boll worm damage. So that's why we expect to see this as well. This is 08. As you can see, we've dropped most of the Roundup Ready, Roundup Flex gene, the single Roundup Ready, Roundup Flex varieties, just because of the fact that they're starting to be pushed out of the market. Most of the varieties here included the Bogard 2 or Wide Strike. And basically, you can see with those genes, there was essentially no damage, while the Roundup Flex, the one Roundup Flex variety we did use, had over 40% damage. This was the percent damage with the treated. As you can see, once we treated with the insecticide, it brought that one Roundup Flex gene variety back down pretty much the same as the double gene varieties. We didn't include the value for 08 because it was so low damage. Of course, there was no gain in spraying those double gene varieties. However, there was some gain in the link yield with the spraying the Roundup Flex single gene variety there. This is another trial we did in 08 with Phytogen. We looked at five of their varieties, three of them which had the Wide Strike gene, and the two on the far right which did not have Wide Strike in them. It was just Roundup Ready Flex. This was boll worm damage taken over weekly for 3 weeks. on the far right, you can see the yellow bar. As it got the third week, the damage came down, and this was because we were looking at new damage against old damage. And so as you can see in the second week, we had almost 40% damage in those two varieties. Of course, compared to the Wide Strike had very little to no damage. However, again, there was a little bit of a breakthrough with 485 there, which showing almost 10% damage. Basically, to review those few graphs I showed, based on the 3-year data, the double gene variety showed little to no damage from boll worm, even without the insecticide sprays. There really was no economic response from insecticide sprays on those double gene varieties, as I showed with the value and lint yields. And also, that managing insect pests and double gene cotton varieties should be directed toward non-lepidopteran pests, which consist of stink bug, plant bug. Show you a few kind of trends here. Our OVT in Virginia, as you can see in 05, most of the varieties to the left were the Roundup Ready conventional Liberty Link varieties. There were a few of the Bogard 1 varieties over to the left. The only variety in the top 15 that was a double gene variety was Phytogen 370 Wide Strike, which is that one black bar. So this is kind of showing a little bit of a yield lag in those double gene varieties that we've noticed. I'm going to show you the next 3 years, and you'll kind of see a little bit of a trend here. Again, this is in 06, same thing. 370 is the only one in the top 15 or so there. And again, you can see those double gene varieties are still lagging. In 07, you start to get a couple more of those double gene varieties starting to pick up. The highest producer we had in 07 was Delta Pine 555, And again, the first wide strike there was 370. So like I said, although we're still lagging on most of these double genes, you're starting to pick up a few more of the higher yielders. In 08, again, we had dropped most of the Roundup Ready, Roundup Flex varieties because of the switch toward these double gene varieties. Again, our highest producer this in 2008 was Delta Pine 555, followed by 370. As you can see there, in the top five, actually six, there's only two of these double gene varieties. So I think our main concern at this point is still whether or not these double gene varieties are going to yield the same as the conventional and single gene varieties that we've had in the past. We started doing a few on-farm trials. This is one I had in my county, looking at the Bolgar 2 and wide stripe varieties. And basically, you see there, 375 is kind of our highest yielder there. And it's spread out as far as the wide stripe and Bolgar 2 there. We didn't have any Roundup Flex single varieties in there. But this is another trial I had. Again, 375 out yielded the other Bolgar and 485. So a few conclusions. We feel like there's little value in treating the Bolgar 2 or wide stripe varieties with insecticide sprays for bollworms, and that basically we need to start shifting our management options to stink bugs and plant bugs. Also in Virginia, our yield performance should be considered by producers, as there are profitable high yielding varieties in all categories, including 555 and some of the conventional Roundup Ready, Roundup Flex varieties if they're available. But I think our main key at this point is still trying to get the yield out of those double gene varieties for Bolgar 2 and Wide Strike. A few acknowledgments. I want to thank the Virginia Cotton Producers, Virginia Cotton Board, Virginia State Cotton Support Committee, and Cotton Incorporated. If y'all have any questions at this time, I'll do the best I can to answer.
Time for one question.